The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until they came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. I see him, though not now. I observe him, though not near. A star shall arise from Judah, and a scepter from Israel. Edom will be dispossessed. Israel will act boldly, and Jacob will rule his foes. It's a prophecy from the book of Numbers, chapter 24. If you've ever tried to read the Bible straight through from start to finish, if you made it through Leviticus, you probably stopped at Numbers, because it's a lot of census data and names. But it's a beautiful prophecy. It's a powerful prophecy. It's one that we have to know if we're going to know who the Christ child is, if we're going to understand who the Magi are and why they're there. If we're going to understand why King Herod, who is called the Great, is so threatened by a baby that he will massacre the children of a whole town. And it's an important prophecy for us to understand if we're to understand how our lives are supposed to change today. So brothers and sisters, this prophecy comes about in a time when the Jews have escaped Egypt. And they're on their way to the Holy Land, but they're running through the desert and they're being attacked. And this prophecy comes about spoken by an enemy of them. But this enemy recognizes that God is with these people in some way. And not now, but sometime, he's going to save them. He's going to send them a king. And he's going to bring them into the land. And if we try to oppose them, we will be defeated. It's the origin of the prophecy. And people expected it. And there are these wise men from the east, Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. We don't know if they're from Persia or Babylon or Arabia. They might have been priests. Sometimes we call them kings. We just know that they were wise. And in some way they knew the prophecy, that there had been foretold a great king of the Jews that would come. And they're watching because they recognize that with all their knowledge, there still might be something greater they're missing. And the star arises, and they go, and they follow it. And they tread hundreds of miles, both when the star is bright and easy to follow, but also in the middle of the day when it disappears for a time. They journey in the heat of the desert when their mouths and camels are parched and thirsty. They go on foot, at times blistered. They go hungry. But they journey and persevere to follow the star, just as you and I are called to follow the star. Where are we journeying towards in 2024? Where have we seen his star? And are we joyful and willing to follow it? But do we also recognize that that will entail some perseverance and some adversity and some need to continue to follow, even when it gets difficult to see the star at times? So they set out and they journey and they end up in Jerusalem and they come to Herod. Herod is an Edomite. And we heard in that reading that I read to you from Numbers, Edom will be dispossessed. There's a few laws on kings of Israel that are found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17. And one of those rules for the king of God's people is that a foreigner shall not rule over his people, because God himself will give them their king. So Herod hears, we've seen his star. And he knows the prophecy, and he knows what it means for him that he, as an Edomite, as a foreign ruler, as someone who has no right to God's people, is about to be dispossessed. And because of that, he's troubled. And because of that, he desires to lay a snare. He desires to have the Magi come back and perhaps arrest them and torture them until they reveal who this child is. And exactly where to find him. How often is that true in our own lives? Whenever we seek to advance and meet the Christ child, sometimes there are people or sins or other things that want to violently at times stand in the way of that. But the Magi persevere, and they go, and they meet the Christ child in his humbleness, and they bring him their gifts of gold for a king, frankincense for a priest, and myrrh for someone who is to die, to anoint their bodies. They bring their gifts, but more fully, they brought themselves through perils to be there. And they go back a different way. They go back a different way, partly because they recognize if they go back to Jerusalem, Herod will torture them to extract the information, and he will kill this child king. And so they go back a different way. Points to the reality of who is Jesus Christ, the Christ child. He is the star that will advance from Jacob. He is God's sign that he's come back for his people. He is God's proof that he will not let foreign rulers dictate terms to his beloved sons and daughters. He is the king who's come to free us. We have to go out to meet him. We have to follow the star. And so a couple of challenges this year as we begin a new year. Have you seen his star already? Have you encountered an invitation from the Lord that you need to go and follow? And maybe you haven't started yet. And you need a little courage. And you need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you set out. Are you needing help to persevere if you've already started on the way? Because God promises us a couple things in life. One, he promises you will encounter difficulties. And the second thing is he promises you rescues. So sometimes we have to go through difficulties to get to the thing that's worth it. So that's what the Magi do. And that's what we're called to do. Here at the start of 2024, you might have some New Year's resolutions. But where's the star and where are you going? Where are you going to meet God in a new way this year? And are you willing to commit to persevering to get there? The second thing, King Herod, he massacres the children. We celebrated that shortly after Christmas, the massacre of the holy innocents, children 2 years and under. Herod knows he has no right to rule God's people. And he grasps on and he fights. Brothers and sisters, that's my sin and that's your sin. That's my addictions and your addictions. That's the lies I have come to believe about myself or God or others. And it's the lies that you've come to believe too. There are a lot of foreign things that rule over us. Some are obviously bad. Others less so. There's a famous saying that if the devil cannot make you bad, he'll make you busy. And how many busy things rule our hearts and minds and take us away from resting at the manger? What are the foreign rulers in your life that need dispossessed in 2024 so that you can be freed by the Christ child? Do you know what they are? Do you have an honest acknowledgement about it? Are there people in your life who you trust enough to challenge you, who you're willing to ask to reveal your blind spots to you? And are you willing to do the hard work, even when it means laying your heart bare, even when it means acknowledging that maybe I've made an idol that I thought I was, and I've worshipped that idol for a long time, and it turns out that's not my true self. I've got to find myself again. What needs dispossessed? But as a further encouragement on that, whenever you start to get free, whenever you start to heal, whenever you start to grow, just like Herod, the things that have enslaved you will rise up violently and try to hold you back. You'll relapse. You'll harden your heart. You'll turn away from people who love you. The devil will tell you, you haven't changed yet, so what makes you think you can do it now? Or it's too late for you. Or you'll hear that from voices of other people who will hold you in spiritual bondage rather than let you become more than you have been. You have to persevere because the devil will lash out at you most fully when he sees you being freed. He doesn't need to do that in the same way when he already has enslaved you. And then finally, we have to go back a different way. For the Magi, it's not just the practical reality that if they go back, things are going to end poorly. For them, it's also a reality that the thing they had journeyed towards, the thing they had realized, the knowledge they had been seeking had been found in a person. And meeting that person has changed their life. They can't go back. We know this when we fall in love. We know this when we let others love us. We are changed by love. Love demands a response. We cannot go back to the same way. Brothers and sisters, all of you in the course of this week have been journeying towards a star. There's the star of the manger. There's the light of the tabernacle lamp that keeps burning in the darkness. Wherever you've come from, your work, your home, your relationships, whatever it is you've journeyed through in your life, whatever it took you to get here over the course of this week, both when it was easy and you saw the star and it disappeared, when the dust kicked up on the trail and when it was sunny, you all came here on some journey from somewhere seeking the star. And it's no accident that Jesus is born in Bethlehem, the town of bread. And it's no accident that he's placed in a manger where animals eat. It's no accident that he comes small and hidden as an infant. And it's no accident that he comes to you here today, hidden in the smallness of a host and bread. And you followed a lamp burning in the darkness. And in a few moments, you will complete the journey of this week. You will walk up this aisle and you will come to adore Christ who came to you, the light that shines in the darkness. And you will at least physically go back a different way than you come up, because you'll go back to your pew another way. But brothers and sisters, will you go back a different way leaving this church? Will next week look different than this past week? Will this year look different than last year? Are you willing to do the journey of the Magi? Bring your gifts to him. What have you brought on the journey of this past week? Who do you need to pray for? Where do you need healing or help? Who in your family needs to experience God's love and healing? What is your gift at this Mass today that you are praying for, that you are bringing to the manger, that you are bringing to the altar? Bring him your gift. Bring him yourself and go back a different way. So, brothers and sisters, it is a beautiful feast. And it's a way that we're meant to live every day of our lives.